This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWHP, that's IVPWHP, at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
Abigail loves Saturdays, especially when her family goes hiking. On their adventures, Abigail learns about caring for creation, about loving and stewarding the world God created. In her book, Abigail and the Waterfall, parent and university professor Sandra Richter offers an invitation for families to discuss what the Bible says about caring for the environment, animals, and the beautiful world around us. Give your young readers a story filled with wonder as they learn with Abigail how to care for God's good earth. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details.
This is IVP. Welcome to the Wholehearted Household Podcast. I'm your host, Helen Lee. In every episode, we spotlight a book of the Bible, share a discipleship nugget for you and your family, and end with a spiritual practice to draw closer to God. So I'm the mom of three boys, and we have watched a lot of superhero movies in our day. And my favorite parts are the origin stories, where you get to find out that whole backstory that helps you understand how that person and his or her special gifts came to be. Well, today, we have our own origin story to learn about. It is way more than just a superhero story, though. It's a super God story as we dive into the book of Genesis. Genesis is the foundational book of origins that teaches us the backstory about who God is, what he has created, and the relationship between God, his creation, and one another. And in this episode, you'll learn more about Genesis and some ideas about how it applies to your family life. Let's invite God now to be with us during this time together. Dear God, may you open our ears, our minds, our souls, and our whole heart to receive whatever you may have for us and for our families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Karen Savellis-Dallard, and today I'll be sharing our Bible Spotlight, which focuses on the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and draws from the second edition of How to Read Genesis by Tremper Longman III. The first chapter of Genesis opens, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." In chapter 1, we also learn how God creates the sky, the land, and the waters. He creates plants and trees and fruits and seeds, night and day, the sun and the moon and the stars. He fills the seas with fish, and the sky with birds, and the land with livestock. Finally, he makes humankind in his own image, blessing them and charging them to be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, and steward it. These verses are our first introduction to who God is and our relationship to him. From the very first chapter of Genesis, we learn that God is not a part of his creation, but rather the creator, and he is involved in all aspects of creation. Everything is dependent on God. God is a good creator who has created all things, and what he creates is good. We also learn that human beings have a special relationship with God because they are made in his image, and that confers dignity on us. These foundational truths are important for how we think about the world and act toward it. They also set the stage for everything else that follows in the biblical narrative. Longman writes, "We should see a special connection between the very beginning of the Bible and its end. Genesis 1 and 2 narrate the creation of the cosmos and humanity. God places Adam and Eve in the garden that contains the tree of life. Genesis 3 narrates the fracture of that relationship. And from that point, through Revelation 20, we hear the story of redemption, how God pursued humans to restore his blessing on them. It is of great significance that the last two chapters of Revelation use language reminiscent of the Garden of Eden to describe the time of final reunion with God. The end brings us back to the beginning. So, why is Genesis so important? It ultimately helps us understand our origins, who we are as image bearers of God, and our meaning in life. It helps us comprehend our place in the world and our relationship to other creatures, with other humans, and with God himself. It helps us recognize the significance of the rest of redemptive history, culminating in the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Hi there, this is Jack Reese with this week's Discipleship Nugget. The book of Genesis is where we learn foundational truths about God's character. And today, we're going to focus on one of those truths that begins in Genesis and is echoed and reinforced throughout all of Scripture, that God is a loving God. From the very first words of Scripture, when God is creating the heavens and the earth and everything in it, he does so voluntarily and lovingly. God's choice to create demonstrates the love that he has for all of creation. God loves the seas and the skies. God loves the animals, mountains, and beaches. He loves the plants and trees. And most importantly, God loves the people. God deeply loves those that he created in his own image. That means that God loves you. And as you and your family go through this week, I want you to ask each other, where do you see God's love in creation today? Maybe you see God's love and care in the birds that are chirping outside your window this morning. Maybe you see God's love in the crisp breeze or that beautiful sunset that you saw tonight. Invite your family to do some beauty hunting in God's creation this week. And as you notice all that God has created around you, I hope that you and your family are reminded of God's love for all of creation, including each and every one of you. Here is one example of beauty hunting from Katie Bowser Hudson, Flo Paris Oaks, and Tish Harrison Warren in their book, Little Prayers for Ordinary Days. God who made the world, the sunshine feels good on my skin. Grass is tickly under my feet. The breeze blows through the trees. Sometimes the mosquitoes come and I swat them away with my hand. Sometimes a siren sounds loud on my street, but I take a deep breath and I know you are here among the people and the things that you have made. Amen.
I'm Caitlin Borick, and today I'll be leading us through our spiritual practice, adapted from the Spiritual Disciplines Handbook by Adele Albert Calhoun. We'll be practicing a centering prayer, which is an ancient form of wordless prayer that grounds us in God's presence and helps us to become more aware that the Holy Spirit resides in the one who prays. During centering prayer, we quiet our minds and simply sit in God's presence, using a word or phrase to return to God when our mind wanders. Today, we'll center our prayer on a word grounded in how God reveals himself throughout Genesis. Creator. Let's begin. Settle into a comfortable position as you're able, wherever you find yourself. Loosen your jaw, drop your shoulders, take a few deep breaths. Then, place yourself in the presence of God, in the center of his love. Take a moment to become quiet. Imagine that God's river of life flows through you. When distracting thoughts come, imagine that they are debris floating in the current. Don't try to capture these thoughts. Release them and let the river of God's life carry them away. Then, gently return to the presence of Christ through our prayer word, Creator, and quiet your mind again. Take the next few minutes in prayer, returning to our prayer word whenever you need to.
Thank you.
as we close our time of centering prayer, and with 2 to 3 breaths in Christ's presence, accompanied by this prayer, offering yourself to God for the tasks awaiting you. Remain with me, Creator. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast, a production of InterVarsity Press. We pray that you and your family have been blessed by this episode as you seek to follow Jesus with your whole heart. Please check out our show notes to learn more about the books, resources, and authors referenced in today's episode. This podcast was made possible by the generous support of the Lilly Endowment. If you appreciated the resources in this episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast player. This show was written and produced by Karen Savella-Stallard, Caitlin Borick, Abby Lee, and Travis Alberton, and narrated by Caitlin Borick, Jack Reese, and Karen Savella-Stallard. And I'm your host, Helen Lee. Join us next week for another episode of the Wholehearted Household Podcast. Parents today have a daunting task, helping their kids to love and follow Jesus in a world that pushes many competing narratives to do the opposite. In the Teach Your Children Well podcast, host Sarah Cowan Johnson reveals two approaches that Christian parents can choose from to teach their kids, one informed by the world's culture and one informed by the biblical story. Through enriching and engaging conversations, Sarah and her guests explore what each approach has to say about a range of topics, such as technology, anxiety, sexuality, and much more. And you'll discover how the biblical story offers wisdom and good news for the 21st century parent. Listen or watch today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.